Blog Talk Radio.
See, we gotta get the energy right, family. Gotta get the energy. We gotta get that picture. Is it level clear?
Oh,
yeah. It's coming in good. It's picking up. Energy, everything all in line. Let's start this fucking show. Bang Ready the Podcast, family, it's your boy Pimp Back. Let's send him to the project. Bang Ready. Did it get a game service, you
running
see?
In, and you was running out like a burning building. We were both trying to find, but it doesn't matter now, cause you took me back.
You could have been anywhere else in the world, like, family.
And you was running out, and the ladder wouldn't reach, and the struggles got too hard, but it doesn't matter now, cause
we're here with me.
I took you back.
I don't want you to think I'm great. I am.
I'm going to make it last.
They hold you low, hit the head back. That one now, that wasn't for you. That round of applause was not for you, family. I apologize. You always know it. We always do around this time. That was for the creator. We're giving that one now for the ancestors for allowing us to see another day. A day we've never seen before, and I'm sure a day we'll never see again, family. But this one right here, there you go, just for being who you are, family. I want to salute and thank everybody for checking in with us tonight. All 748 of you right now as we speak, checking in with us, family. Who all are here in the, over here in the States with us? We got a good family in California. We got a conversation we got to have, family. Got a conversation we gotta have tonight, fam. I don't like what's going on. I don't like the energy that's being put out right now. We lost a great one. We're gonna get to that. Everybody here in the ATL checking in. Salute everybody in Georgia, Houston, Texas, Illinois, I see you. New York City, salute everybody, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, salute Virginia. Peace and light, everybody in Virginia. Salute Alabama, I see you over there, country nigga. Mississippi, what it do? Louisiana, head side, baby. What's it do with going on Louisiana? All the way up top, people up there in Washington, D.C., everywhere. Not just people here in the States, family. You ain't the only one there fucking with the Bang Ready Podcast. Everybody saluting you around the world. People checking in from the U.K., South Africa, Bahamas, St. Croix. We see y'all over there in Asia. Russia checking in. How is that even possible? But that's what's up. I ain't mad at it, fella. You know, we take it in the way we can get it right here. You did. But again, it's the Bang Ready Podcast, family. Glad to be here with y'all. Glad to be here. Salute the man for allowing us to see another day, family, because you know
Bang Ready Podcast.
Every day ain't promised to everybody, family. This thing ain't never promised to everybody, man. And with that being said, sure as like unless you've been asleep under a rock, you know, the last 24 hours, 36 hours or whatever, I'm sure you've already been burdened with the sad news of the tragic loss of West Coast legend, you know, a true hip-hop icon, and maybe not just that, man, a real philanthropist, a pillar in the community, you know, music community where the brother's from. And you might well say a pillar in other communities because, you know, the brother was able to do things that, you know, other guys can model themselves after. And, yeah, man, we mourning the tragic loss of hip-hop great Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle was gunned down in front of his L.A. store, the Marathon, right off Crenshaw. actually one of his properties. His brother owned quite a few businesses along that strip. He's really buying back the block, man, and, you know, empowering, you know, those around him, empowering his community, you know, and showing people that, you know, we could want, you know, want things are done the right way. You know, we can own our, you know, own our things and control the assets. So, you know, economics coming into our community, things like that. Tragically, you know, the brother was gunned down. Today he was shot 6 times, 5 to the torso and 1 to the head. It's going to raise a lot of eyebrows, as y'all can probably imagine. It done raised quite a few, you know, eyebrows or, you know, speculations of what exactly transpired, you know, that caused Nick Jones' death. A lot of conspiracy theories been going around. Y'all know me, I'm a heavy conspiracy theorist myself, I guess you could say that, or I'm a studier of facts, or I'm analyzed, I guess you could say. You know, we try to go in and delve into things, and, you know, and just looking at this from the surface and hearing it, I always doubted it from the fact, from the top, that it was, you know, something behind it. But then again, you never know. Apparently, the young man, well, let me back up for a minute. I don't want to go too fast with that part. But it was actually said that, a lot of things that was going out would say, you know, okay, it was some gang activity. You know, obviously with, you know, Gypsy being affiliated with, you know, the role of Gypsy Crips or whatever, you know, that would be the first thing, you know, one would think, you know, about there from that easy, you know, thing that's not far fetched, you know, to come to that drawback. Other thing we heard was that the brother was I just saw a story saying that the brother was sacrificed for Lord London for Illuminati. Now she's gonna have such tremendous success, you know, for sacrificing him, which is also bogus because, you know, that sister was, you know, was doing her thing. She's a powerful, beautiful, black, you know, symbol in the black, you know, Hollywood community herself. You know, I don't think, even if that, you know, which is far-fetched from the truth, it doesn't even make sense. That theory doesn't make sense. Until, you know, information starts surfacing, you know, and started getting reports by, you know, obviously doing the podcast, I get privy to a lot of information. So that's why I waited, but until, you know, tonight, if you just advise and spoke on it, and I'm going to speak real briefly on it, because that ain't even ready what I'm trying to drive on, you know what I mean? I'm going to speak briefly on it. I'm going to get to our special guest tonight, but, you know, of course, we have to touch on, you know, the situation. Apparently, now that was even a young man, you know, that got on live, you know, and said that he was doing it. He did the shit. McCloud saying he killed Nipsey Hussle. That shit crazy what this generation do for this quote unquote clout that everybody so adamantly needs. You know what I mean? That you will sit up there. And I felt like, and me, when I saw the shit and heard the little cat come out, you know, he the one that killed Nipsey and all this and that. Fuck Nipsey Hussle. I like, man, they should arrest his ass and get him the same time since he want to play, show him how far the joke should go. So use him as a goddamn symbol for a martyr for any other of these young kids who are spinning that shit, the shit, the thing to do. I just think that is real crazy, man, that he jumped in and was still doing that. But, you know, I can't even say he's his own on that one. But that's just some weird ass, some crazy ass shit. Either way, no matter how you look at it. But, yeah, man, but story ended up coming out. Now, I'm going to find out that what actually happened. Information that I found out, and y'all can actually go search this information, you can spell it. You can search TMZ's website, you can search Mad TV. I had actually pulled from a post from at Jordan Phillips. That's spelled with an A, not an ER. But it was saying that people were sitting around these, and there's actually this video that has recently surfaced right before I came on live. That was actually showing that kind of corroborated his story. And it was saying, it's basically that group was, you know, trying to hold it up outside of, a group was trying to hold it up outside of Dempsey's store. And while they were holding it up outside of the store, I'm gonna get to you, peace, God. How you doing, man?
What's going on, my brother?
Light work, God. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, right?
Say no more.
And but so he was holding up outside of Nixon's store, and they say the cat that did it was a known snitch, and he's affiliated with the Crips as well. And so he's a known snitch in the community. And I think when he came up, they was piling and making him, you know, like, get the hell on, won't fuck with you, and won't you ride here, nothing like that. And I'm assuming he was embarrassed or some shit like that. And he came back and started dumping, man. Started dumping. And when he dumped, he shot 3 people. One of them was Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle ended up getting hit by 6 of those bullets. 5 in the torso and 1 in the head, man. And he ended up dying. So, very tragic news, man. Very sad situation to be going through. But family, so peace and blessings, our condolences from the Van Verde Podcast to everybody that's affiliated with Nipsey Hussle, his family, Lower London, everybody, his mother, his kids, everybody, such a tragic thing to happen, man. You know, so salute to the God on his final victory lap. You did. But family, tonight, I got a special guest up in the building. One of my good family, man. Some of my brother, y'all don't even understand how close me and this brother relationship is. We'll get into all that shit in a minute. But before we bring the brother on, I think on the best way I think I can introduce my brother by getting into I Gotta Do It, Reloaded. Y'all can go and pull that up right now yourself on all social media, all your music streaming platforms right now. Y'all go check that shit out, man. We're going to get it right now. We'll get it in right now. We're going to be right back with Lil Bull Daughter. Van Verde Podcast. You did.
Scrape from cover on Murray Avenue. I ain't roller, but I got some dog food.
I gotta let you know what we're facing right now, right?
Yeah.
We got 768 listening to us right now. Now them 768, they spread it out, brother. Let me tell you where they spread it out from. You got Cali in here. We got Georgia in here. That's mainly ATL. We got Houston, Texas in here. We got Chicago in here. We got New York, Pennsylvania, Philly. I see you.
Fucking right. Fucking right.
Florida in the building. We got Alabama checking in with us. Mississippi and Louisiana. I see y'all in there. That's good, Louisiana. Now, why this? It go further than that.
Hey, man, salute to it all, man.
Salute to the world, ladies and gentlemen. I'd introduce y'all to one of my brothers, man. Look, when I tell you I grew up with this guy, man, I know this guy's story. That's why I feel good about letting him tell it to himself, fellas. It's his family over here. You know what I mean? Y'all welcome Little Bulldog to the very, very top.
Yeah. Where's him, man?
Man.
The story is a fool, man. I'm talking about, nigga, I can't lie. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Man. So set this out, Bulldog, man. Who is Bulldog, man? Who are you, my guy?
Man.
You got the
phone. Hey, man, I'm just a little nappy head ass little kid from Carver Home, you dig? That's it, you feel what I'm saying? But, nigga, I've been through so much, you know what I mean? The same thing these folks rapping about, man, it's like my life, you feel what I'm saying?
Like I say, bro,
you can vouch for it, you feel what I'm saying? From 12 years old riding hot boxes to standing on Prior Road, they trying to run us off and out there, but we like, hell no, we got to feed ours too, you know what I mean? To my accident, you know what I mean? That cost me 12 years of my life, you know what I mean? But hey, I'm back now, you know what I mean? Good health with a story to tell, man, our identity.
Fact. I mean, you know, so with that said, you know, you kind of mentioned that a little bit. I know that, you know, I know for a fact, you know, that, you know, the whole little ordeal that caused you to sit down for a little minute, you know what I mean? I know that was it was a big turning point in your life, obviously, because, you know, being our age, I guess you just say you missed a big portion of it. Is that you willing to talk about that, you know what I mean, led to that? Or
you know, I ain't gonna withhold nothing, you feel what I'm saying?
Right. But see, somebody, know what I mean?
Like I was just telling my friend today, right? Man, that room, I stayed in isolation. I'm rewinding a little bit, you know. I just did 12 years in prison. They had me in isolation. I stayed in isolation like 4.5 years. Man, that room, the best thing that happened to me. You feel what I'm saying? Because I sat in that room, you know, I read, I educated myself. You feel what I'm saying? And man, that, with that, and the other stuff, man, Lord have mercy, man. I'm unstoppable, man.
And you know, I found that. I find that amazing, man, that you can actually say that, you know what I mean? You know, with the confidence you can say that in, like, because you don't hear people say that, especially, you know, about their experiences, you know, with prison and jail and things of that nature, to say that even just going to prison, isolation in prison was better for me for a small portion of the time I was there.
Brother, listen to my brother. Not even the isolation. People in there that ain't never been to isolation, like people that you know was great. I'm talking about like they walk around looking in the sky now. You feel what I'm saying? Like lost. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing, man, to be here in good health and still sane. You feel what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like I said, go ahead, my brother.
Let's back up a little bit. How'd you get into rapping? I know the story, but you know what I mean? The people don't know.
Okay, I'll just get into the music. You know, we just used to beat on the department on the boards. You see what I'm saying? You know, we came up out 8 Ball, MJT, UGK. We did, you know, by the time Cash Money would come in, that's the time we was on the rise. See, y'all got to go back and check that out, too. That I got to do it, Crushed Ice. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That was like 20 years. Matter of fact, it was 20 years ago. It was in 99.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The city called the Millennium Nares because we're coming into the new millennium. That's how long I've been doing it. You know what I mean? Like you say, I got suspended from the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm back now.
And that original crew. Again. I know the.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know how it goes, bro. You know what I mean? For the listeners on that, just getting in the little boy.
Yeah, the name of the group was called Forever Green. You feel what I'm saying? Like, not no lame shit. Like, Forever Green, like the evergreen tree. You know what I mean? Stay green all year round. It never changed. You feel what I'm saying? But that consists of me, myself, Lil Bulldog. Like I said, they've been calling me that. You know what I mean? I just gave myself that name. You know what I mean? But my partner, Nate, you know what I mean? He deuce and I'm keeping him. Goddamn, he Shell. And Big Boy got it. He currently incarcerated right now. You know what I mean? Shot. Free Big Boy, man.
That's
and,
Big Boy,
that,
man.
But really, bro, you could have did the interview for me. You know it all.
Yeah,
but y'all gonna be hearing a lot more, man. You know what I mean? A little bored off, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, go download that. I Gotta Do It, Reload It. You know what I mean? It's on Apple Music, all platforms. You know what I mean? And that's it. We ain't holding no barriers. Like the song say, hey, we from Carver Home, you already know the move. You know, they already know the move, man. I'm trying to put y'all down.
Yeah, man. And shout out to my nigga Queasy, man.
Yeah, fucking right. That's my brother, man. And mixtape on the way, man. Jordan and Pippi, man.
And I done told him about that shit 100 times on here, too, man. Y'all stay tuned to that Jordan and Pippi, man.
I'm Teddy,
matter of fact, we need to get Queasy in the building, man.
Yeah, we most definitely.
Let's see if we can get Queasy in the building. Let's even get him in the building right quick. What's his, text me his number, right? Text me his number right quick. I'm going to dial him on the podcast.
I'm
going to
do it right now, my brother.
We got to get Queasy in the building. Matter of fact, while you are texting me the number, little Queasy, I'm gonna go and get in for a little bit of that Queasy while he's texting the number. We'll be right back, family. The same for the podcast.
Yeah. What's happening, bro?
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Hey,
I'm gonna fuck these niggas,
man.
You hear me?
But I'm out of here.
Baby,
shout out to the
man.
Don't chase the motherfucking south, nigga.
Don't chase no little.
Another nigga rapping that beat.
Yeah.
My nigga, y'all squeeze. You hear me? Hey, talk to them folks.
I'm thorough on the streets and I off you in a heartbeat.
I will.
Nigga Finn Queen, I'm a little over 5 feet. Shout and I'm skinny. But when I pull the semi and the hollow start spinning, suck a string like women. You don't hear me. Last name Jones like Jimmy. A part of the Taliban dipping your set. Shoot you in your head while you wear your Teflon vest. And I bet you be dead way before sunset. You know, little Quizzy Quizzle. I'm that nigga. Big bomber crack, keep cushion the switches. 3 times feeling, but I still talk.
Please leave your message for 404-465-70. Please leave your message for 4044.
Quiz in the building, but it's all good. He probably called back in a second.
God damn, but you pulled one out the woodwork,
man. Hey man, come on, bro. You know what we're doing over here, baby. That's light work, man.
Fucking right.
What we doing, man? Look at where that boy down, man. I'm up. Ladies, so little current shit going on, man. What's your thoughts on the Nipsey Hussle shit, man?
Man, you know what? I don't even know, bro. This shit so crazy, like. I don't know what to say. I don't believe none of that shit, man. I'm like, straight up, man. You know, a nigga from the hood, bro. Man, I mean, nigga ain't going for no any goddamn time, man. Shit happened, but man, that man got money, bro. That man didn't have that money, bro. Niggas don't watch. Now, a nigga slip, you feel what I'm saying? But man, come on, bro. This man is his own shit. That's a fortress, man. This man's smart, man. You know what I'm saying?
But you get where it goes. some shit that boy Boosie said, man. Most niggas, most rappers, bro, niggas always die in their hood, though, bro, where they from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of happen, man.
That's where the more hating shit at, and they, nine times out of ten, it's gonna came out as far as, like, you know, what happened with the case or whatever, but, you know, a lot of niggas tend to let their guard down, man, when they at home.
Yeah. I am, man. That shit, and yo, that shit fucked me up, bro. Bro, I'm talking about, you know, that's all bro talk about milk. You know what I'm saying? That's how I got home with you.
Yeah.
That shit fucked, bro.
Real different situation, man, with that situation, man. I keep saying again, you know, like everybody, you know, condolences to that man's family and everything, the kids and all that.
Yeah, man. And all condolences, man.
What's your view on the rap game right now, man? Why do you think it's necessary that Bulldog need to be heard right now, man?
Because see, what I got, you know, I'm like the preacher, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm a professor.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's all. I just talk to the street for the youngest, man. I ain't gonna feed you no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Cause that ain't me. You know what I mean? But a lot of this, how I'm coming, they gonna think it's new. You know what I mean? Man, it's really old. You know what I mean? I ain't switched up at all. It's the same old, but you know it's new to them. You know what I mean? All things I do
and see,
is
listen. And see, that's why I said, man, why I think a lot of people been taking to your music well, because like even when we posted it up, you know, posted the flyer with just a snippet of the song, but people was hitting me like crazy, DMing, man, want to get the song on this platform and. That platform want to do that, man. This shit hot, right?
Hey, bro. You know why I came like that, bro? Cause I was trying to do this and trying to do that. And I'm like, damn, I'm really tripping. This shit really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just do you. You know what I'm saying? That way, come on. We can call them Holly Island and know them. Man. You know these niggas really scared of us. You know what I'm saying? You know what's going on, bro. So go with it. I just put it out there like that. You know what I mean? they think we on that anyway. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, man, everybody getting what they want, man. Like,
hey, that's going to be on the clip tomorrow, bro. Just so you know. That shit you just said right there. That's going to be on the trail tomorrow. Just so you know.
Hey, man, shout out to my boy MTA Rocky, man, and that boy Longway, man.
And I had to tell you something here, and you know what, too, and that's what I want to tell you, too. It's a couple niggas be messaging me, man, that's actually locked up, be checking out the podcast. And I saw you had shot down, man, you know what I mean? That's some real shit to do, man.
Yeah, fucking right, man. You know, I never forget Lars, man, you know what I mean? The NFL niggas stand on that. You know what I'm saying? I was just, you know, Wickham boy. How can I forget about this? You know, I never forget about this. We shared soups. We shared soups and honey buns together. You feel me? Ain't no way I forget about that, man. That's something these other niggas do, man. That's not me, man.
See that right there, bro. I think that's one of the things that's gonna separate and already does separate you from a lot of rappers either. Even from when you first started, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I'm rapping about the shit I really lived and never went through. You know what I'm saying? And still going. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think, you know what I'm saying, like how you said the shit new to everybody else, but it's old to you. That's cause real don't get out here. Real gonna be real no matter what year it is.
Hey man, it couldn't have been said better. It couldn't have been
said better. I love it, man. But we're gonna get pulled out. I gotta shoot on them videos, man. I gotta have tough squeezes, man.
Yeah, man. I just get on my mail. That's a whole other show. I'm getting back into your thing, man.
Okay, say less. All right, we'll say that for off there.
So they don't know. But Dream, the Dope Boy Dream to Reality, he's out right now. You feel what I'm saying? New single called Reality. Real music, man.
Send it to me, man. We get it on plugged in the playlist. Matter of fact, I need to send you an email as well, man. The boy got your shit ready to spin up on Murderland Radio this Friday.
Yeah, fucking right, man. I appreciate that shit a million,
man. Yeah, and they mark it up on up, you know, in DC, New York, Baltimore, Connecticut.
Man, y'all gonna get me up out these streets, man. Please get me up out these motherfuckers, man. Please. I'm there. I'm down on one knee waving my real nigga flag, man. Real, man. Get me up out of here, man.
That's it, my guy. We tell y'all something, man. So, before we get out of here, Bulldog, this is something I do with all my guests, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I just got, you know, I ask a couple. Every day, I wake up in the morning and I
go get me some money.
Hey, you come out. No, for real.
I wash my ass first.
I'm gonna
go get the
money. Yeah, that ass. So why this, right? You on a deserted island. You finna be on that island the rest of your life. You can take one album, one book, and one food item. What would it be?
Some real shit. You take the album, right? I definitely gotta go with the boy Rocco, man. Gift of Gab, man. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I got my own shit in my head anyway, but I don't need that, man. The gift of Gab.
Your one book.
One book. Oh, Machiavelli's Prince.
Oh, wow.
Machiavelli's Prince.
Oh, wow, that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah, that's everything. I'm telling you. That's everything in one.
Wow. Hey, that's real, man. Nobody else said that. Yeah, oh, and the one food.
You say fruit?
Food.
Yeah, it's got to be something green, man. I'm going to go with the broccoli. You know, anything green good for you, man.
So you been reading, bro.
I don't want no whole bunch of bullshit, man.
Next show, I'm going to be going into Dr. Sebi's diet on why they took that man out. That man had a case in 1995 that he had the cure for AIDS, and he won. And people don't even talk about that. And that's what talk about in his documentary.
And they most definitely ain't going to talk about that and something else, you know, about the medicine thing. You know, they closed down schools that practice natural cures. Why they do that? You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're not finna mess up these folk $1 billion industry.
I'm saying that the pharmaceutical
I don't give a fuck. They can come at me, bro. I don't give a fuck. Whole motherfucking life. My back been against the wall. So shit. Bitch, come on.
See what I'm saying, family? Y'all hear that, family?
And I mean it.
That's why it ain't never far-fetched. That's why we talk like this up here at the Main Verse Podcast, man. Everybody I know on Facebook. Keep it on going, Bulldog. That real shit, though.
Hey, man, I'm doing the same shit Martin Luther King did. Stay on the same hotel. Fuck you so much. Assassinate me, bitch. Hey, man, I'm in a restaurant. He's going to lean at me crazy here. I don't give a fuck.
Bad one, bro. I'm
going to
let you go, man.
Where is it? Come on with it.
I'm the Bulldog, right? If I wasn't this rapper, you know what I'm saying, this rapper that's in the pants now, I would be.
Man, I might be a pimp, bro. I might be a motherfucking pimp, man. Can I get away? I'm going for the money, man. Sex sale, man. Now, we ain't gonna say pimpin'. Pimpin' gets you in trouble, man. We gonna say managing. You feel what I'm saying? I have a couple of folks on the management. Yeah. I'm telling you, cause get away. Nigga been in the wrong field, man. Look, the women getting all the money.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Over y'all.
He going in, y'all. Family, I got to tell you. You can be anything you want to be in life, family. But you're going to do anything you want to do. You're going to do that shit. You're going to do it right. You got to be that
fucking right.
Full dollar.
Fucking
right. How they can find
you, bro. Hey, man. All the streaming platforms, just put Lil Bulldog, I got to do it. If you go to YouTube, you put Lil Bulldog, I got to do it, you're going to see something else. Chris Dice, that's the old one, you know what I mean? That's good, you know what I mean? Find out who Bulldog really is. But hey, man, Lil Bulldog, I gotta do it, reload it. Out on all streaming platform, man. Y'all fuck with my gang, like I say, man. I'm down on one knee, wave my real nigga flag, man. Y'all get me up out these streets, man. Real.
There it is, family. It's the Bang Brother Podcast.
I'm a river rich and I don't want to. They play evergreen, yeah, that's what they do. Call my own legend, bitch, I'm coming through. Bring a pride road, all I make it move. And we keep it real, we were born and raised. And we wrote the song, we were thorn the tree. We from Harbor Hall, you already know the move. Remember to the all my niggas, I write all the albums. Quit to check your temperature and your attitude. Been a penitentiary, but I still can win. If I gotta do it, I gotta do it again.
I gotta do it.
But that's the beat.
That's the beat.
What I do.
What I do.
Rest the beat.
Rest
the beat.
Turn
into two. Early in mind, me. Should've stayed in school. But I wanted me a bankroll like right then.
I'm
the one thing I can do it again. When I
all fucking been
penitentiary.
You feel me? You listen to the boy, Lil Bulldog. Thank him again. Special guest for the night. I already know how we doing, family. I appreciate y'all for checking in. It's been a pleasure. We'll catch y'all next round, family. Follow us on our social media and all that other good shit. Get it.
BlogTalkRadio.com/TheVainVerdict. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at The Vain Verdict. Twitter at The Vain Verdict. Instagram, The_Vain_Verdict. Google Plus at The Vain Verdict. Skype, Vain Verdict. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries, you can email us at TheVainVerdict@gmail.com. Again, TheVainVerdict@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/TheVainVerdictPodcast or PayPal me at TheVainVerdict. Peace and life, family.
The Vain Verdict Podcast.
You can't handle the truth!